This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Household of David is not the building. Household of David is the people. Let the people shout for joy. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I hardly repeat the same message for first service and second service, but because this is a word from God, it's a direct word, I just want to share briefly with us. All these commandments which I command you this day, you shall observe to do, that you may live and multiply. When we obey, it leads to prosperity and multiplication. Whatever instruction the Lord gives us. Now, go in and possess the land. We possess land by our obedience. But next verse. Thou shalt remember all the way with the Lord thy God led thee this 40 days. It's because our days are moving up and down, they are over. That's why I'm sharing this. Now, 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee. That means to examine you, to check you. What kind of Christian are you? When it is not under a rosy atmosphere, do you give up? Do you change your faith? Do you relax and stay at home? Honestly speaking, it is in the nature of God to take a people or a person. Please pay attention. It is in God's nature to take a people or a person and make you a pattern and take a message from you. I get what I'm saying. So God allowed Abraham, no child, 75, no child, 79, no child, 82, no child, to explain the journey of faith. So today we call Abraham the father of faith. Different people in the Bible, God used them as a pattern to set forth a message. Praise the Lord. So in this case, the Bible says that God made them to pass through wilderness. And all towards one thing, to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandment or not. Next verse where we are really going. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. There was hunger, but he provided manna. But manna was not like the food they could cook in their house. Now he said that for this reason, your father didn't know about the manna. He said that he may make you know that man shall not live by bread alone. So if you ask God, Lord, why these 40 years in the wilderness? Why are these people going up and down? He said, I want them to know one thing. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. It might be the message that God is sending through HOD. It's to let the body of Christ know that church is not a building. In 1 month, we have used high points. We have used Daystar. We have used Lateran. Now we are under the tent and we are not reducing. It's not about how organized we are. We are not very organized. It's not about the fact that we fasted and pray. No. It's just that in the wisdom of God, he loves to pass a message across so that if you know how many pastors have reached me to talk about the fact that they were stunned by the courage, not me, of the workers of this church, how nobody showed on their faces that something happened. Day one, some people attended the conference. A pastor told me that he came not to come and enjoy. He wanted to look physically. That is this real that these people will do this conference and nobody will cry? Even me, I was stunned by the workers. Yesterday, I was still in Ghana. The old doctorate that the university gave me in Ghana yesterday was because of what happened. There was no fire. That was part of the citation. I did not know as far back as, and these are all the professors came from, some of them came from, about three professors spoke yesterday before I was called. Some of them came from Kenya, some of them came from South Africa. The one with a very moving speech, a professor in South Africa. And many of them saw what happened. That, now, see, God is amazing. When Satan does something, the Bible says, if they knew, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It's not every satanic attack that God will stop. Some of them, it's like what your Bible says, that any hand that a banana tree carries is to hit himself. I don't know how to say it. I grew up a little Yoruba, so I don't know. I'm a Yoruba, so I don't know how to say it well in English. Even though my Yoruba is rusty, but then at least. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is amazing. So I'm saying that it might be, but I'm just hoping that there are not a few of us that any little discomfort. Now, this goes beyond the church. Even in your personal life, once there looks like something like a delay, you have prayed, you have walked according to the word of God, and there's like, begin to ask God, what is the point that God is trying to prove? At times, there is something to learn. When you learn it, the wilderness will end. It took these guys 40 years to realize that man lives by every word that proceeds out of man, because they kept stumbling and fumbling. But a person can get it right in a moment. There is always something. And I ended it, and I'm going to end this. I told them for service. It's possible. A lady trusting God for marriage, God wants you to just know that don't let your life be all about I must marry. See, when you settle and follow God, then marriage will come. Because it's already part of his plan that you marry rightly. But what grieves the Lord is that he's not going to allow us to use him anyhow. That every time you converse with God, it's about what you want him to do. It's never about your love for God. And remember, the only thing that God needs from man truly is that they ask Jesus, which one is the greatest commandment? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. This is what God cannot command. He will not force a man, so he did not make robots. But when he finds lovers, Jesus said, if any man loves me, ah, my Father will come and make our dwelling place. There is this attraction that God, this affinity, he wants to be loved. Now, in the place of fellowship, once while you approach it, which is common in Africa, it's about at the end of your talk, you are going to ask for something. The only reason, and I liken it to, there's no husband or wife that knows that the only time, even though some men do it, and I say, if you are not married, shut your ear. Once some men tell the wife that I love you, she knows that he's looking for sex. And once some women say that, you know, you're a good husband, say, how much do you need? I get that. But he taught not to be so. You should appreciate love. So this is number one reason why 2 Corinthians 13:14 does not happen in many cases. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. Romans 5 start from verse 3. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us to understand the love of God. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that is working with us on earth now. Through the scripture, he can guide you. Honestly, he can whisper to your heart, quicken the scripture in your heart, or he can speak directly to you. Why many don't have this experience? No, for two reasons. Number one, there's no intimacy, there's no fellowship. And because we don't wait upon the Lord. And that's all I want to say today. See, the Lord knows whether you really genuinely. After resurrection, Jesus only had one question to ask Peter. Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than this? It is always where God has a problem with. All things will be given eventually to you. But first of all, the temperature of your love. How much love? He's always waiting for man to answer that. Okay, what about if I say it's not about the child you want to have? If I say it's not about the marriage, if I say it's not about the promotion you want, does that change anything? Will you worship it? Okay, what about if we have to meet outside like this forever? Does that change anything? After all, the apostles did not have cathedral. But you know, at that time, after it was able, we give up. Genesis 17:1, God appeared to Abraham and said, I am El Shaddai, walk before me and be perfect. The matter between us is more than Isaac. I am giving my word, Isaac you shall have, but can you walk before me? Can your path be straight before me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we are seated there now. You see, life is a journey. Some things will happen to some other people. May our story be an encouragement. Amen. And strength. And then for them to be able to say that when it has happened before, some people did not bought. So neither should we let this affect us. You know, a problem that somebody has solved before, it becomes very easy for you to actually chase. I get what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. He says, so man, but beyond speaking about the church, put this into your personal life. It is important to pray prayers of inquiry. The Bible says, be ignorant of God's righteousness. We're going to establish their own righteousness. Romans chapter 10. See, sometimes, I was listening to testimonies that they were sharing. Sometimes, there is a devotion at your house. You will not read. There is the Holy Spirit trying to wake you up to just study the Bible. You will not study. But you join 16 platforms of prayer. To obey is better than sacrifice. In Africa, sacrifice is put above obedience. And it's an effort in futility. 1 Samuel 15:22. That's what God told Samuel. Said, to obey is better. To obey is better. To obey an instruction. If God gives you an instruction, for instance, to go apologize to your parents or get them to pray for you, go to 50,000 men of God. You are just wasting your time. And it's as if we don't like to obey instruction, but we love sacrifice. That's why we are. We like to climb. There's nothing wrong with to pray on the mountain. I'm not about mountain anybody. I don't do that. I respect and honor all genuine churches. Jesus went to the mountain many times. But you see, if that is what you are trying to do as a substitute for obeying what the Lord has asked you to, simple obedience will lead to a lot of victories for us. It can tell you to apologize. It can tell you to leave a place. If you are not the sound of my voice, you might be in a wrong relationship. If God says leave, you cannot pray and bribe God with 7 days of fasting. God does not eat anyway. So it's not intimidated that your stomach is empty. He doesn't eat. But instead of people to obey, they begin to pray. So you want all of us to help us pray that boy into the kingdom. And this boy shows clearly that he doesn't love God. I feel sorry for you. Hallelujah. Let me end there. Is somebody blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Many times, as you pray or you are in a church, when you listen to a message, look for instructions. Many times God will instruct me to tell you things. Many times God will instruct you personally as you pray. Many times you will see instructions already written in the Bible. For the one that is in the Bible, there is no negotiation. For the one I give, it must line up with what is already in the Bible. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So you follow a pastor as he follows Christ. If he's beginning not to follow Christ, what you know to be in the word of God, but the man is saying the opposite, then you'll know that it's time to stop following. But you know, we don't know that in Africa also. That's time to follow. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is very important. Let me stop here because we said it will be a 1 hour service. They brought me up late. And I know it's hot here. If we are out by Sunday, we don't know. Most likely we will know. If we are out, we would have made arrangement for enough Miss fans. So it will still be a beautiful service. The tent we extend there, we make it very cool. And if need be to get a tent that says, I don't mind. I just want people to be comfortable. But whether we are or we are fine. Even though I see makeup. Let every makeup go away. Till we see your face. I know who you are. Let that be make up. Go away. We are beginning to see some real sweat. All those things, they go. See, they are vanities of life. Let me not start with you because the women will not like me. Hallelujah. You know, one day, sorry, let me close it. One day I asked them in church. So I said, where is this service? I said, how many of you in this church you wear trousers or you palm your hair? What makes you think is right? And people could not answer me. I said, you think it's right because you are in a church that is not speaking against it. Supposing I'm deceiving you by not talking against and I'm leading you to hell. So will you excuse before Jesus be that pastor did not say anything? Or do you have your conviction from God's word? Or you just be like, because we are in a church that wears trousers, there's no problem. So I said, your answer must not be that our pastor, your answer must always be from the word of God. So I don't know how many women can answer, actually, if you are wearing trousers right now, why are thou wearing trousers? And if on the judgment day, the Lord said that, thou shalt not wear what pertains to a man. This world is not my home. I am just passing through. My treasures are laid down somewhere beyond the blues. The angels, they come in and heaven's open door. I I cannot live alone in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord. Our generation don't know those songs. Thank God for those who know. Some are just looking. This world. Well, it's not Bible study today, so let me leave you. Let me just say, some believe they don't. It's okay. Some believe they do. It's okay. The Bible says that let every man be fully persuaded. One esteems one day. But as far as the scripture, Old Covenant, even in Old Testament, there was no trouser. Have you worn 10 commandments before? Moses wore gown. Nobody was wearing trouser then. Trouser came many years later. But then, the better defense is that I'm just helping all women. If you read that Deuteronomy 22 and 23, there are many laws there. One of the laws, even the pastor preaching, I'm not against anybody, women should not wear. I saw one on TV and I honor all men. But even himself is breaking the law. He was breaking the law that day. The law says that you must not wear a cloth that has two different materials. Once your shirt is different from your trouser, you are guilty. They were not permitted to shave. You must not sow your ground with two. If you practice mixed farming, they were forbidden. All of this in the treaty, they are all in the same chapter. Yes. And somebody wants to pick one and say, ladies are guilty of one. But you that you are talking, your own is also there. Like I'm wearing jeans, trousers now on top. I'm already guilty. Because he said, thou shalt not wear of a cloth made of two different materials. And the same chapter. So if all the women wearing trousers are guilty, the man preaching today is guilty. In fact, the rest, so is more guilty. And I'm going to shave before service. So it's like series of guilt. That's why the law came. Those laws were given to the Jews. And Jesus said, it is over. Now is the law of love and instructions of the New Testament. Now, where people preach grace to the extreme also miss it that they said there's none. There's no sin against, not true. New Testament itself, we have code of conduct. The Bible said, let him that stole steal no more. The Bible said, flee fornication. Not that it's okay, not that stay there. So there are New Testament instructions given to a Christian that we must live by. We are forbidden. We must not gossip. We must not lust. We must not. So there are New Testament. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Let's rise. Is somebody blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Or somebody just told me that all the choir, they are all wearing trousers. This week, there will be many visitations.
Yeah.
When I hear testimonies, I know in my spirit that it shouldn't be one person, it should be everybody.
Yeah.
This time around, it will spread.
Yeah.
The Lord will lift you.
Amen.
Grace upon your family.
Amen.
Favor with God and favor with men.
Amen.
It will go before you.
Amen.
I pray that your ears will be open to start hearing the voice of the Lord. Your eyes will be open to start seeing the instructions from God's word.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's give offering this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.